Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. I don't know if you've noticed, but jazz is making a comeback in popularity not only across the country, but here in our state as well, which means that jazz musicians are also becoming more in demand, which is leading to the necessity for training and instruction. Mark Rapp is founder of the Cola Jazz Organization, which runs the Cola Jazz Festival and the upcoming USC Cola Jazz Camp in Columbia, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Mark, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So give us the history on Cola Jazz.
Wow. The genesis of Cola Jazz started when I moved back to Columbia, South Carolina, and I found myself amidst world-class talent. I mean, truly, I've been fortunate. I've toured the world. I've played with Grammy Award winners. I've made records, played festivals, and I come back to Columbia, and I'm surrounded by this talent that is on par with all these musicians across our planet. And I wanted to find a way to highlight our jazz community, so it started with a compilation CD, and I highlighted and featured all these guys, and that grew into a website with a dedicated jazz calendar, outreach programs, into a festival, into the jazz camp, and now it is a full-fledged jazz organization where I am working my tail off every single day.
Well, tell us a little bit more about yourself and your jazz career.
Sure.
And what brought you back here.
Sure, excellent. Well, I grew up in South Carolina. I'm a South Carolina boy. I discovered jazz late in comparison to many jazzers, but it was after high school that I actually discovered jazz. I discovered the music of Miles Davis and John Coltrane and Louis Armstrong, and then, of course, Wynton Marsalis, and I followed him everywhere. And through my many meetings with him, he led me to study at the University of New Orleans, and I did my master's under his father, Ellis Marsalis. And being a trumpeter, I was just eating it up. The sound of the New Orleans trumpet is something to be in awe of. And then I made the journey to New York City and lived and played up there. Ended up in Europe for a few years. And a long story short, I had some life things happen. And I came back to Columbia, South Carolina. And fast forward 5-6 years later, and the scene is on fire. There's, you know, a new jazz club just opened up on Main Street. There's jazz sometimes 5-6 nights a week. It's really incredible. The community's behind it. The businesses are behind it. People are finding value in the music from financial perspective all the way down to human emotional perspective.
And so the Cola Jazz Festival that you run now has happened for how many years, and when is it every year?
The festival usually happens in the first quarter of the year, and we've done it twice now, 2 years in a row. Both years have been a sellout. First year, we had the amazing Chris Potter, who's hometown hero, tenor saxophonist. This year, I brought in Count Basie, the big band musical director, and trumpeter Scotty Barnhart. You know, he's Grammy Award winning, and also brought in a Brazilian vocalist from Brazil. So we're able to bring in, you know, international acts this year.
And we have the upcoming USC Cola Jazz Camp.
This is our third year, and we're bringing in Sullivan Fortner, who is a true virtuoso of the piano. He's out of New Orleans. We have Thursday evening, Friday evening, Saturday full day, Sunday full day. All ages, all walks of life.
And the dates and venue this year?
We do this at the University of South Carolina School of Music. So we're at their facilities, and the dates are July 18th through the 21st.
And now the jazz industry.
Yes.
You're finding more and more young people choosing this as a career?
Yes. Yeah. Like to think that, you know, organizations like Cola Jazz are showing people that there is a way to make a living as a jazz musician in all places like Columbia, South Carolina. You know, you would think, okay, New York City or you know, LA or Austin, Texas, or some of these bigger cities might seem a little more feasible. But in Columbia, it's actually a thriving industry. It's bringing more customers into the restaurants. It's bringing more tourism in with the events that we're doing.
Have you noticed a similar trend across the state?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we have in the state a few amazing jazz organizations. You know, the Charleston Jazz Organization is the oldest one in the state, and they have been building things for over 10 years now. They're an incredible role model to follow. The Greenville Jazz Collective has been up and running for a number of years now, and they're really pushing hard. The Jazz Arts in Charlotte. So, you know, we've got some great examples right around us that are showing the community that jazz brings value.
Well, Mark, thanks so much for stopping by the studio today.
Cool. Thank you so much for having me.
Mark Rapp is founder of the Cola Jazz Organization, which runs the Cola Jazz Festival and the upcoming USC Cola Jazz Camp. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.